From the KBIN Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. Missouri added nearly 9,000 private sector employers in 2015, a 5% gain over the previous year. The Missouri Department of Economic Development says nearly 80% of Missouri's 182,000 private sector employers are classified as small businesses with 10 or fewer employees. Businesses with 49 or fewer employees make up 95% of Missouri's private sector employers. The Missouri Economic Research and Information Center compiled the report of private sector employment data using state unemployment insurance data. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tried unsuccessfully to buy a Kansas City casino in 1999, but documents from that aborted effort aren't public because he withdrew his application for a Missouri gaming license. The Kansas City-based Hale Center for Journalism reports news outlets and the Democratic National Committee are interested in obtaining the records, but haven't been successful in doing so. A Missouri Gaming Commission attorney says the files are protected from public scrutiny under state law because the commission never acted on the application. Trump offered to pay $15 million for the Hilton Flamingo Casino, which is now the Isle of Capri. But state regulators complained that he wasn't providing information required to receive a state gaming license. The casino was purchased by a different company for $22.5 million. The MU Confucius Institute celebrated its fifth anniversary with Chinese arts performances on Sunday. Shanghai Normal University students performed martial arts, traditional songs, dancing, and music at Jesse Auditorium at MU. Carol Skerritt, who came to the performance to enjoy the Chinese culture, says the most surprising part is the costumes and the dancers' ability to remember every step from their multiple routines.
I don't know a lot about it. It feels very welcoming, and it's interesting to me to see that basically we all have the same feelings, we just express ourselves differently. I think it enlightens me, and it makes me more interested and curious.
Skerritt said although it was her first time to watch a Chinese traditional performance, she would like to learn more about China in the future. Aspiring authors and historians have the opportunity for a remarkable experience this week: the chance to write and work in the library of Mark Twain's Connecticut home. The library experience is part of the fifth annual Writers Weekend event at the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford. The Missouri-born author lived in the Connecticut home from 1874 to 1891 and wrote some of his most iconic works there, including The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. I am Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.